Okay, we are here inside the Novus International tent at World Pork Expo. With me is John Wrigley, who is general manager of World Pork Expo. And, John, we're having a little downpour right now here.
Came in about noon, little after noon, and it came in with a flurry. The good thing is that there was no mass exodus because they just went for cover and inside the tents and inside the buildings. And actually, it's good for the exhibitors, but they can't do a lot of walking around. They're kind of captive right now.
Well, hopefully it's going to clear up. It looks like it's going to move through and clear up in time for the band.
We hope so. We've been monitoring that. They said it was supposed to clear up around 2 o'clock, and here we are, 2:15, and it's still coming down pretty good. So the bands are scheduled to come in at 3:30. We'll see. We got three hogs that we've got coming out at 5 o'clock. And don't think we'll be doing that in the rain because there won't be anybody out here to do it, and the bands won't be playing in the rain. But, you know, we've got a great expo. We had a great crowd yesterday. The weather was ideal. I think the rain early in the week kept everybody out of the field, so they came to World Pork Expo, and we had a great crowd yesterday. I mean, it was standing room only. It was shoulder to shoulder on the Grand Avenue and in the tents, and also in the exhibit halls, the cattle barn, the bird industries building. It was just great to see so many people out here.
Well, now, how is the attendance this year, especially internationally? Because last year we had the H1N1, which caused a little bit of a problem. Have you seen a more of an increase this year internationally?
Actually, it was more than a little bit of a problem last year. There was no international attendance to speak of. And the reason is because the countries just wouldn't let them out of their country. They couldn't get a visa to get here. We've got over 30 countries that people have registered for the World Pork Expo. From all over the world, China, Japan, Korea, Mexico, Colombia, Australia. I mean, it's truly a World Pork Expo, and rightfully so.
Well, so that's a good thing. We've see an improvement this year. Well, that's good news. And a little bit more of an improvement in the mood of the industry, too, I guess, this year.
You know, it's interesting. Last year, we thought we were going to have everybody just down in the mouth and, oh, woe is me, and poor me, and in fact, they didn't come in like that. They came in looking to the exhibitors for what products and services that they have that'll help them do a better job. They don't come in anymore. The people that are coming to World Pork Expo don't just come in and pick up the pad of paper and the pencils and the pens and stuff them in a bag and go on down to the next booth and do the same. They actually stop by and they talk to the exhibitors, and they want to know what products and services they have that'll help them stay in business. And that's been a significant change. The difference this year is they got a smile on their face. There's nothing like a little change in your pocket to change your attitude. And they're still here, but you know, the people that are expo, they're the serious people. These are the people that are going to be the future of the pork industry. They're in it for the long haul. They had 2 years of suffering, and they stuck it out, and now they're getting the benefits of it. Pork prices are pretty decent right now. It's been a long time, but we see that we've turned the corner, and there's the light at the end of the tunnel, and we can certainly see some profits, and that's good.
That's a great thing. How many years has World Pork Expo been in existence?
This is, for World Pork Expo itself, this is the 22nd year. This is my 9th year as general manager, and this will be my last year. I'm going to retire at the end of this year, so December 31st, mine. I may do a little consulting with them. There's just certain things that come up that would be easier to answer. So I'd probably do some consulting, but somebody else will have the responsibility. But I've enjoyed it. It's, you know, there's no better company than association than the National Pork Producers. I've enjoyed the last 12 years tremendously. I work with the greatest people in the world, and it's just been great. We'd like to talk about one of the things that we started at World Pork Expo 7 years ago. We started the World Pork Expo Junior National. And this, we worked with the National Swine Registry to manage it. We subsidized it a little bit the first year to get it going. We thought if we had 100 pigs, we'd be okay. We had 200. It was very successful enough that that the NSR said, let's continue this, and we'll take it on our own. We don't need you to subsidize us. So we haven't had to do this. It still keeps our name. It is our event. This year we have 1,700 pigs. We'll probably hit 2,000 next year. I've already talked to the Iowa State Fair about expanding the number of pens because we're full. Hog barn is full. We've got to put more pens out there. And it's one of the greatest things because those kids, you know, you see them year after year. They grow up. They get better. Their showmanship gets better. It's really fun to see that event grow the way it has.
Well, and that's a really nice, I mean, that happened under your watch, so that's a nice legacy for you to leave.
Well, and that was more than just a legacy. I actually started it, so I feel pretty good about it. You're exactly right. But the first year or two was a little tough, but it's really going well now, and I'm really happy to. We have 400 exhibitors here, and it's been a great event for everybody. Novus has been fantastic. Novus is one of the places where we're going to put a pig in front of there to carve up tonight, hopefully with the rain to stop. But Novus is an alliance partner and a strong supporter and sponsor of the World Pork Expo, and, you know, without them. NPBC is a totally voluntarily funded operation. We look out for the producers' interest in legislative issues relating to the environment, animal welfare, and international trade. We don't promote pork.
Right.
That's the pork
that's
board.
Pork board.
Pork board promotes pork, and that's what the checkoff goes for. They can do research. They can do product promotion and they cannot do anything related to public policy, and that's why the two associations split back in 2001. So World Pork Expo is getting a little thunder right now, but it doesn't sound like it's going to quit, but it's a great event, and anybody that is in the industry, if it has to do with the pork production, you'll find it at World Pork Expo.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John. Congratulations. We'll miss you. But a world-class event. Thank you so much. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at World Pork Expo.